What's up, y'all? Jeffrey, Jeffrey TV, coming to you again today, August 28th, 2023. The significance of such date to me has always been there, as it is my mother's birthday. And I would like to stop and wish her a very happy birthday. And as eloquent and articulate and loquacious as I am, I can't think of the words that would properly, I don't want to say commemorate, but describe or to fully explain the degree of gratitude that I should have for this woman. I say should have, because she did such a good job, and I'm so spoiled that I don't know any other way. It's almost like, doesn't everybody have this? Fish don't know any way. No person has given more of themselves to me as far as attention and work, perseverance. I wasn't a problem child, though I would get in. I was mischievous and very smart, so I was always looking to do something. I was, may have always been into something, whether it be quote unquote positive or negative, wherever you want to say that or categorize it. She was always there. She was always there for me from day one. And as I say, the luckiest day of my life was when it was determined who my parents were going to be. So after that, the rest was written. The family I was born into, with lineage, what I had behind me, and support. And I may be repeating this as I try to find the words to truly just, I don't want to get anecdotal, you know, telling stories or whatever. I don't tend to do that, I don't think. Unless it's a really good one, and I can't really think of a really good one right now. But so I try to think, how can I express my gratitude and feelings, or acknowledge that I am aware of how significant this person is and was in my life. And it keeps coming back to self. Everything, everything, if you ask me, comes back to self. How did this affect me? How do I feel about that? And on top of that, one of my latest, more recent understandings is that has been that there's nothing greater. I don't think there could be anything greater or more significant or more important in the universe than a human being becoming the person or the thing that they want to be. I don't think there could be anything more important to any other individual. Because basically, roughly that's saying that everything that you're getting, not that you're getting everything you want, but maybe you've accomplished or can accomplish a large portion of the stuff you care about and passion and that you want. It basically, it's not only becoming the person that you want, you know, like losing weight, being fit, educated here at this level, but actually being fulfilled in your desires and the things that you want, becoming that person that you want. We all have an individualistic idea of what we want to become, and we all have a subjective view of reality. So every person is going to be different. But the one statement, or the one, I guess, metric that you can use to measure one's happiness is to gauge how much of the things that they desire and passion that they have. And not so much what they don't have, but what they have. Of course, it's the same question in reverse. But how many of the things that you desire and passion do you have, or that you have encountered or experienced, or, you know, are able to experience? And for me, I absolutely love who I am. There's nothing in the world better than being Jeffrey. It's not that I love Jeffrey. Because that idea is kind of absurd in ways. I love being Jeffrey. I love what Jeffrey is. I love what I've become. Say all that to tie it back to my mother, father, people around me who significantly, or maybe even primarily, made me become that person. Not made me, but assisted me in becoming the person that I always wanted to be. I don't think there could be any higher accolade than that. For me, that's the highest accolade, the highest accreditation, I can't think of the words, the highest commemoration that I can give. The person helped me become the person the person who did the most to help me become the person I always wanted to be, and a person that I love so much. Just, my life is just wonderful because I've become the person that I wanted to be. I'm fulfilled. And there's no doubt that my mother and father helped me become that person. And because I'm that person, I guess I'm trying to show gratitude or acknowledgement. Or I don't even, you can't miss what you can't measure. It's hard for me to, you know, desperately say, oh, I don't know what I'd do without you. Or, you know, I'm so good. You know, I've never had to do that. I don't know what it's like not to have. And it's not like we were rich or this or that. But there was minimal, if any, desperation in my life. No hardships or troubles or things I had to worry about. I was protected all my life. But I wasn't sheltered. I was protected, but I wasn't sheltered. So, you know, I hear people, and I'm not putting anybody down, but I hear people say, oh, you know, I need you. I miss you. My life, this. You know, I'm so glad you're in my life. I've never seen the other side to appreciate something in my life that way. Fish don't know he wet, I don't know. So it's hard for me to show true gratitude almost. Because it's like Gratitude for what? Gratitude for air? It's always been air, you know? And it may even be a reason why I never really believed in God. You know, both my parents both took me to church, of course. But there was never any desperation or trials or threats to where I really needed a God. I had all the answers and protections and understandings I needed from my parents. There was just no need for a God. And then once I got past the whole heaven hell thing, I was like, this kind of don't make sense. There was never really any need for me to have a God or to believe in God. Because I had all the understanding and protection I needed. And assurance. And I can't even say I had faith in my parents. Because it was just normal. I wasn't taught, you know, I don't know what it's like. So it's hard for me to be grateful for something that I don't know exists. You know, the downside. I'm like, hey. But you know what I'm trying to say. I just want to say that to my mother, happy birthday. And like I said, it always comes back to me how I feel. So a lot of this stuff, even though it's her birthday, I want to celebrate her birthday and send a shout out to her and all that and get this down in digital. The impact that she had on my life, me becoming the person I want to be, there's nothing greater than that. There's nothing greater or higher than that. Nothing. No God, no doctrine, no civilization, nothing. There's nothing higher than an individual human being becoming that which they want to be. And I can look back and see who's primarily responsible for me achieving this. It was my mother. Happy birthday, mother. Happy birthday, mommy. I'll be out this weekend. I would come out today, but I just got back and I'm tired. I didn't do nothing yesterday but go spend $70 on an 8-piece chicken deal. 8-piece chicken meal. And it was worth every penny. Anyhow, happy birthday.